Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving into the life of Orion Windsor.
Okay.
We've had a few listeners actually write in about him. They've shared some excerpts from his autobiography, which is called From Paradise to Purpose, and also some details about his podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think they really want to get a sense of his story.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, just from what I've seen so far, he's had quite a life.
Absolutely. So should we jump in?
Let's do it.
All right. So Orion Windsor. Born and raised in Mauritius.
Right. And you know what's interesting is that when you think of Mauritius, you kind of picture like a paradise island. You know, brochures, beautiful beaches, five-star resorts, that kind of thing.
Totally.
But Windsor's description is, it paints a very different picture, doesn't it? Like, he talks about his childhood home being built from corrugated iron sheets.
Wow.
Yeah. And he really highlights these stark social divisions that existed. And it just makes you realize that there's always more than meets the eye, right? Like, beneath that picture-perfect surface, there are real stories.
Absolutely. There's always another layer, isn't there?
Yeah.
And for Windsor, part of that deeper layer involved a pretty intense experience he had as a child. He had this really severe fever.
Oh, wow.
And get this, his family actually ended up like submerging him in an ice bath to try to bring the fever down.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I can't even imagine, especially as a kid. That's got to be traumatizing.
Totally. And he talks about how even after he recovered, his cousins wouldn't stop teasing him. They actually nicknamed him the sick one.
Oh, kids.
You know, so heartbreaking. But it makes you wonder how these early experiences of being kind of singled out, you know, being seen as different, how that might have shaped him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost as if this is where his Bart Simpson phase comes in, you know?
What do you mean?
So he describes himself, especially during his school years, as kind of like a class clown figure.
Okay.
And he talks about these U grades, remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a badge of honor. He even pulled this classic prank on his teacher, like something straight out of an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He put chalk on his teacher's jacket, so when he brushed it off, covered in chalk.
Oh, no.
Classic Bart, right. But it makes you wonder if maybe, just maybe, those were his ways of coping, of dealing with those earlier experiences of feeling like an outsider.
It's like that humor became his shield a little bit.
Exactly.
And then when he's 13... his life takes a really dramatic turn. He ends up going to live with his uncle.
His wealthy uncle, right.
Yeah, and it's like going from one extreme to another. I mean, we're talking about a kid who grew up in a house made of corrugated iron sheets. Mm. And suddenly, he's living in a mansion with a full staff.
Talk about a culture shock.
He even talks about meeting influential political figures. But instead of being starstruck, he's actually quite troubled by what he observes.
He talks about it almost like he's an outsider peering into this world that he doesn't quite understand. He's really struck by this kind of manipulative undercurrent he witnesses in these political circles.
Yeah, interesting.
Like he's seeing the kind of calculated moves behind the scenes, you know, the carefully constructed facades. It's like a behind the curtain look at how power can be kind of wielded. And it leaves him feeling quite disillusioned, actually.
Right. Almost like that saying, never meet your heroes. But in this case, it's more like, don't idealize power, you know?
Exactly.
But amidst all of that, amidst that kind of disillusionment, his grandmother emerges as this incredibly grounding force in his life.
Yeah. He really contrasts her quiet strength and wisdom with the kind of like calculated moves of these politicians. It's almost as if she represents a different kind of influence. You know what I mean? Like one rooted in compassion and authenticity.
It's a powerful contrast.
Miz.
And then at 17, he arrives in England.
£100 to his name.
Wow.
Thinking that it's a gift from his parents, you know, like a fresh start, a way to support himself as he embarks on this new chapter.
Right.
Only to find out later that the money was actually from his own childhood savings.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. The mix of emotions, like the excitement of this new beginning, this fresh start in England, but it's overshadowed by this sense of betrayal. Like the people he trusted most had, in a way, kept this from him.
It's a lot to process.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a new country. He's away from the only family he's ever known. He's trying to make it on his own.
And yet he finds a way to move forward. He throws himself into his studies. Initially, he starts pursuing motor vehicle engineering.
Okay.
But then he makes a pivot to business management at King Alfred University. And what I find so fascinating is that this is where he really seems to excel academically. Remember those U grades?
Yeah.
It's almost as if this whole experience of moving to England, discovering this truth about his family, it ignites this drive in him, you know, this determination to prove something, maybe to himself, maybe to everyone who ever doubted him.
Yeah, it's like he's channeling all of that adversity, you know, all of those challenges into this new kind of energy. It's actually really inspiring when you think about it.
It is. And just when you think he's finding his footing, you know, another truth bomb drops. He's in his 20s at this point and discovers that the woman he called Mum was actually his stepmother.
Wow. Are you serious?
It's like one of those family secrets that just throws everything into question, doesn't it? You can't help but wonder what kind of impact that kind of revelation has on your sense of identity, your whole understanding of family. And I think for him, it really sparked a lot of mixed emotions. There's that love for the woman who raised him.
Of course.
But also that anger at the deception, and then this longing for this connection with his biological mother, his brother, who he's never actually had the chance to meet.
Wow. It's a lot to process. So he's dealing with all of this, you know, trying to find his place in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting how this idea of family, of finding your people, really becomes a central theme in his life. Like, he develops this incredibly close bond with the family that he ends up living with in the UK.
The Gregory family.
Yeah, the Gregories. And they become, like, his anchor, his true family in any sense, you know, but blood. And it just speaks volumes about the power of human connection, especially when your own family history feels kind of fractured and complex.
It's like he's creating a new foundation for himself.
Exactly.
And let's not forget, he's doing all of this while juggling multiple jobs to support himself. We're talking Olympus Sports, Warner Village Cinema, even a fish and chip shop at one point.
Wow, the hustle is real.
Talk about resilience.
Right.
This is someone who's not afraid to roll up his sleeves and get to work, literally and figuratively.
Absolutely. And his story doesn't shy away from the emotional roller coaster that life can be either. He talks very candidly about those heartbreaks, those relationships where anxiety and depression kind of cast a shadow over everything.
Yeah.
And you can really sense the weight of those experiences, the pain of ultimately deciding to leave a long-term partnership, even though it was for the well-being of his children. It takes immense strength to make that kind of choice, even when you know in your heart that it's the right one.
Absolutely. But even amidst all of that, all of those difficult experiences, you can still sense that spark of humor, that little bit of mischief that we saw in his Bart Simpson days.
Right. It's like he finds these little ways to inject a bit of lightness into the darkness, you know?
Totally. Like he talks about showing up to this really formal event wearing a brightly colored shirt that was more suited for a beach party.
Laughing.
Can you imagine? Everyone else is dressed to the nines, and there he is, this splash of tropical color in a sea of muted tones.
I love it.
And then there's this whole thing about his attempts to add a bit of spice to traditional British food.
What do you mean?
He talks about, like, sneaking in extra curry powder whenever he could.
Laughing. Oh, that's fantastic. It's like these little acts of rebellion, these moments of humor, help him to counterbalance the weight of life's challenges.
Exactly.
And, you know, that resilience that we see in his personal life, it definitely translates to his professional life as well. He climbs the ranks from those early retail jobs to management roles, and eventually he lands in the world of banking at Lloyd's TSB. It's quite a trajectory.
It really is.
Yeah.
But just when you think you've got him figured out, Orion throws another curveball, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He decides to join the RAF.
I know, right? It's like, talk about a change of pace.
It's a testament to his adaptability, you know, his willingness to constantly embrace new challenges, push himself outside of his comfort zone. And he really dives headfirst into this new world. He talks about the rigorous training, the camaraderie, the technical skills he honed as an aircraft engineer.
Yeah.
But he also doesn't shy away from the difficulties.
Right.
He speaks very openly about the personal reasons that eventually led him to leave the service, acknowledging that sometimes even the most fulfilling paths have an expiration date.
It's true. Life has a way of kind of throwing those curveballs when you least expect them. And unfortunately for Orion, those curveballs included some really tough times. The breakdown of his marriage, significant financial hardship. He talks about navigating a co-parenting relationship that was fraught with challenges. You can really sense the vulnerability in his voice as he describes that period of his life. The pain, the immense struggle of trying to do what's right for his children, even as he's battling his own emotional turmoil.
Heartbreaking.
And in the midst of all of that, he makes a decision that I think a lot of people wouldn't have the courage to make. He chooses to leave the family home.
Wow.
He recognizes that in that moment, creating a bit of distance, putting himself in a different space, was actually an act of love.
Yeah.
A way to prioritize the well-being of everyone involved, including himself. But of course, this decision came with its own set of hardships, and he found himself facing a really harsh reality, homelessness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder that even those who seem to have it all together, who project strength and resilience, can still be knocked down by unforeseen circumstances.
Absolutely. And as if that weren't enough, he's then hit with another blow, a bladder cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, it's a lot to process, a lot to endure. But in true Orion fashion, he faced it head on. He opted for immunotherapy over surgery and maintained this incredibly positive mindset, even in the face of so much fear and uncertainty. And it's during this incredibly vulnerable period that he seems to find a renewed sense of purpose.
You mean his faith?
Yeah, he talks about his newfound faith in Jesus, describing his baptism as this new beginning, a chance to kind of redefine himself and his journey.
Like he's stripping everything back, you know, starting over with a clean slate.
Exactly. And part of that fresh start involves a pretty big change. He decides to change his name to Orion Windsor.
It's a powerful name.
It is. You've got Orion, the hunter in Greek mythology, known for his strength, his determination, his ability to overcome challenges. And then you've got Windsor, a name often associated with, well, royalty, tradition, a certain level of gravitas.
Right. Right. It's like he's weaving together these different aspects of his identity, the fighter, the leader, the man who's forging a new path forward.
Exactly. And it's not just about a new name, is it? It's about creating something new. He talks about wanting to build a castle, not literally, of course, but as a metaphor for the legacy he wants to create.
What do you think he means by that? Building a castle?
I think it speaks to a desire for stability, for creating something that will last. A castle represents strength, protection, a place of refuge. It's built to withstand the test of time. And in a way, I think that's what he's trying to do with his life now, create something solid, something meaningful that will outlast him.
And his podcast seems to be a big part of that.
Absolutely. He talks a lot about finding your purpose, embracing your potential, even when life throws those curveballs. And it's clear that his faith plays a huge role in all of this.
Yeah, he doesn't shy away from that at all, does he?
Not at all. Discovering that connection with Jesus, it's been transformative for him. But he takes it beyond just the religious context. He talks about faith in yourself, in the future, in the possibility of change and growth.
It's that belief that things can get better, even when you're going through tough times.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not just his faith that's helped him through those tough times. He's incredibly open about the importance of his support system, his chosen family, his lifelong friends, his church community. These are the people who've been there for him through thick and thin.
His people.
Exactly. And I think that's a really powerful message for all of us, isn't it? The importance of having people in your corner who believe in you, who support you, who remind you of your own strength, even when you forget. So I guess as you continue to explore Orion Windsor's world, his autobiography, his podcast, his business, the question to ask yourself is, what resonates with you?
Yeah. What speaks to you about his story?
Maybe it's his resilience, his willingness to embrace change. Or maybe it's his entrepreneurial spirit, his determination to build something from the ground up.
Or maybe it's his emphasis on the importance of human connection, of finding your tribe and nurturing those relationships.
Whatever it is, I think his story is a powerful reminder that no matter what challenges we face, we have the strength to overcome them. We have the power to write our own stories, to find our purpose, to build our own castles brick by brick.
Beautifully said. And who knows, maybe along the way, we'll inspire others to do the same.
I love that. Well, that was quite a journey, wasn't it?
It really was. Orion Windsor, everyone. Check him out.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.